Would you feel the same way? I've got the words to say to let you know how much you mean to me. This is kind eyes caught me crying on set. It's because she will let finest thoughts and memories burn into your mind, then disappear.
Oh, wow. That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I was just going to say, you cannot tell me otherwise that Smokey Bear sounds like Joe Swanson from Family Guy. I mean, you can tell that was, you can't tell me otherwise. That's not like Joe Swanson or something. But anyways, hey everyone, welcome to the show. Welcome to the City Zone. My name is DJ Kelly, but you can call me Kellison Robinson. Today, lovely Friday night, We want to make things here chill, you know, chill vibes, just after a long day of constant academic work, physical work and whatnot. So, that's what I'm here for. I'm going to play you some chill tunes to help you get settled in. And we're going to start off by this first song called Shyness Boy by Henry. I think Henry is like one of my favorite Japanese city pop artists. I don't know, just something about her music that just like, you know, it's soothing. Her music is really soothing. Her voice is very soothing. Also very fast paced. Which is like another benefit to me, you know, like I like fast paced music. So like, you know, she offers, you know, some fast paced songs for her music. So, so we're going to start off by this one song called Shyness Boy by Henry. The album is from Timely, and, I hope you guys will enjoy. So, you know, enjoy. And this is also Wonnie 90.9 FM Oneonta. So enjoy. All right. So that was that was Shiniest Boy by Henry. Shiniest Boy, you know, very good Japanese city pop song, I'll say. You know, it's very soothing. It makes you want to look at a sunset and just appreciate life. At least to me. That's I would definitely play this song if I was in that scenario. Also, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are having a good Friday and a good week. I know that, you know, your midterms are coming up and whatnot. You know, just everybody's just preparing themselves and whatnot. But, yeah, I hope everyone's doing okay. I hope everyone's prepared for the midterms because I know I sure ain't because I got a lot of things to catch up on. I need a lot of things to study. But other than that, like I somewhat feel pretty confident with my midterms. I'll just study more and, you know, just get through it, you know. All right. So the next song will be Otoko to Ona by Junko Ohashi. This from the album Blue Desert. It's another good Japanese city pop song. And yeah, I hope you guys will enjoy this song. So please enjoy. All right. So that was Otoko to Ona by Junko Ohashi. Like, oh my God, that song just makes me want to party, you know? Like, I just want to, like, I'm not known for dancing, but, like, if there's, like, one song that I could probably just dance to, it would probably be this song. Like, you can hear through, like, Junko's face, like, her vocals, like, you can see how powerful her vocals were. You hear that power. She was really into the song. Like, it's such a vibe. I just love it. I love her voice so much. But anyways, the next song that we'll be playing, our third song, will be Lazy Dance by Yoko Oginome. That is Lazy Dance by Yoko Oginome. I feel like you guys might enjoy this song. I mean, I like the song a lot. I mean, I like a lot of Japanese city pop songs, but when I mean that I like this song, I mean, I really like this song. So, the album from the song is from the Tokyo 1980s Victor Edition. So there's a little fun fact for that. But other than that, please enjoy the song. You're listening to Woni 90.9 Oniata. Enjoy. That was Lazy Dance by Yoko Oginome. As you can see, I just really love Japanese city pop songs. I feel like I won't say like they're like my favorite genre of music, although they're like, up there, I'll say like, I'll choose these songs over like rap songs. If you don't, I like rap songs, but you just can't beat, it's just songs like these where you just cannot beat. You just can't beat them, you know? But yeah, so next song on our list, this is like our fifth song of the show. Well, it's in Japanese, but I'll translate for you guys because, you know, I love you guys. Sunset Road by Reiko Takahashi. This is also from the Tokyo 1980s Victor Edition album, by the way. So, yeah, this is Sunset Road by Reiko Takahashi. So, please enjoy. So that was Sunset Road by Reiko Takahashi. That was a beautiful song right there. Very catchy, you know. It's, you know, I just love the lyrics of that song. And yeah, it's a very, very good song, you know. All right, so like sixth song of today will be Lady Sunshine by Henri. That's Lady Sunshine by Ari. It's called Bikini. So if you guys want to check out the album by Henri, I recommend you should go and listen to the album. I think Henri is like, again, is like one of my favorite Japanese city pop artists of all time. She's up there with like Miki, but like, you know, I don't know, it's about Henri's. With her music, it's like, I don't know, something about it I just really, really like. So, yeah, so please enjoy. All right. So that was Lady Sunshine by Henri. You see, like, you can see why I just really love Henri as an artist. Like, oh, man, like, her... There's something about Henri that I just really... This, I don't know. There's something about, like, Henri with her music. It's just... There's something about, like, I just really like... Like, I can't really describe it, but, like, it's... Man, she's such a good... She's a really good artist. I like her voice. I like her voice and Junko's voice. I love both their singing voices. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful. All right. So our seventh song of the show for tonight will be Fascination by Maiko Okamoto. I kind of butchered her name a little bit, but, you know, that's fine. Fascination by Maiko Okamoto. I'm pretty sure this is like a single. This song is like a single, but yeah, I hope you guys will enjoy this song. So please enjoy. Also, let us be known you are listening to Woni 90.9 FM Oniyata. Please enjoy. Thank you. right. That was Fascination by Mayuko Okamoto. Oh, man, that's so catchy. Like, oh, man, that's so catchy. That is a very catchy Japanese city pop song. Very catchy. All right, so, all right. Oh, I need to get myself into getting control. So our eighth song for tonight will be You Belong to Him by 1986 Omega Tribe. I say Omega Tree. It's Omega Tribe. 1996 Omega Tribe. you can hear through my voice how I was so into into Fascination. That was it's a very catchy song. I gotta admit, it's a very catchy song, you know? Very catchy. But yeah, so this is gonna be our next song. So yeah. Please enjoy. Thank you. right. So that was You Belong to Him by 1986 Omega Tribe. I think it should be said like Omega Tribe, but like, yeah, it's 1986 Omega Tribe. I don't know why, but when I listened to this song for the first time, like, I thought this song was belonged to like some type of like old anime. I mean, a lot of these songs, at least with Japanese city pop songs, all of them like sound like they came from some anime or like some anime opening, but no, it's not that. But yeah, I think like out of all the songs that we listened to so far, I think this one, like, it sounds like something I'll hear from like some, I don't know, like some anime, like Evangelion or something along the lines of that. But yeah, anyways, the ninth song for tonight will be Crystal Knight. And guess who is by? The 1986 Omega Tribe. So they're back at it again with another Japanese city pop banger. So you know what to do. Sit back, enjoy your song, and you're listening to Woni 90.9 FM Oniata. Please enjoy.
Cool.
All right, so that was Crystal Knight by 1986 Omega Tribe. Man, I just, man, you hear at the end with that with the saxophone. Oh man, you just that's just like the cherry on top with this song. It's really good, very good song. Hey, by the way, you know, I want to know with you guys, you know, what's your favorite song? Like, I know that's like a very broad, question, but for me, like, I've always wondered, like, of like, what is like my favorite song? I don't really have a favorite song. Like, I listen to so many songs. I mean, I have some favorites, but I can't find like, you know, I can't really find my favorite song. But, you know, I guess I might have to figure that out one of these days. But, you know, yeah. So, yeah. So the next song, the 10th song, will be Mystery Girl by I Rain for Rain. I know that sounds weird once you say it like that, like I rain for rain or you know, something like that. But the album from this song is from a Plastic Generation, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this song, Mystery Girl by I Rain for Rain. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Mystery Girl by I Rain for Rain. It's a very good song. You know, it's... I'm going to be so real with you. That song kind of puts me to sleep a little bit. But, you know, I managed to wake myself up. But, yeah, that's Mystery Girl by I Rain for Rain. All right, so up next for our 11th song, it will be I Love You So by Junko Ohashi. I think Junko Ohashi is like now like my third favorite artist when it comes to Japanese city pop songs. So number one, Henry, number two, Miki, and like number three would be Junko. So yeah, this is I Love You So by Junko Ohashi. So, yeah, please enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. So that was I Love You So by Junko Ohashi. Like, oh, my God. Like, Jesus. Her songs are so good. Like I swear, like, her voice is so, her singing voice is so powerful. Like, you hear, like, that you can hear that through this song, like, how powerful her voice is. I really like Junko Ohashi. I really like her music. Her music is very good. Also, I should have mentioned this before, but the album from this song is from, it's called Tasogare. So, while we're at what, the last couple of minutes of the show, I'm going to do like a full rotation. So, we're going to listen back to Shyness Boy by Unri. So, you know, it's time. Let's go back and just listen to one of Unri's greatest hits. This so it will be Shyness Boy by Unri. So please enjoy. So that was Shyness Boy by Unri. Very good song. Love Unri. Love Shyness Boy. Very good song. Also love Timely. It's a very good album. I recommend you guys check it out. Check out the album. Give it a listen, whatever you can. And yeah, So it's now 9 o'clock. Unfortunately, that'll be the end of the City Zone. I hope you guys are having a good week. I hope you guys are having a good Friday night. Have a good weekend. Study for the midterms, and just knock out those midterms and have a good rest of your semester. You know. Also, if you guys wanna pop in and join the City Zone, wanna come down and talk with me, you can. And also, if you guys want to talk to me through